This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Andrew Ross Sorkin had an interesting column in the New York Times the other day, a business and economic take, if you will, on how to make mass shootings less likely. PayPal and Square, Sorkin pointed out, decided years ago not to let people use their services to buy guns. What about MasterCard and Visa, Sorkin wondered, or the big banks that issue credit cards? Why can't or won't they do the same thing? Marketplace's Andy Euler went in search of the answer.
We talk a lot about guns and gun control in this country. The firearm and ammunition industry feels like big business. Jürgen Brauer runs a research firm that focuses on the business and economics of firearms. He ran the numbers this week.
The economy at large is about 2,700 times as large as is the firearms industry.
But last year, that was still $50 billion in total economic activity in the U.S. PayPal and Square have decided for moral reasons they're not going to be involved in that part of the economy. Timothy Litton, a law professor at Georgia State University, says that's an individual company's prerogative, but he thinks bigger companies like Visa and MasterCard might have reservations.
I'm unclear why it is that the payment services industry would want to get into this business, because in some ways it's a can of worms.
For instance, if you pull your services from firearms dealers, does the public expect you to do the same with, say, tobacco retailers or sellers of any controversial product? Ben Dwyer, founder and CEO of Cardfellow, a credit card processing consultancy, says it's hard for the credit card companies to boycott guns.
Here's an industry with good cash, good financial incentives, but you know, we don't agree with the politics of it or so forth, so we're not going to do it anymore.
He thinks even the smaller processors would have trouble justifying pulling their services on financial grounds.
Gun sales, when they're done rightfully and lawfully, are good sales. Whether or not that's right or wrong goes beyond the financial aspect of it.
So far, credit companies beyond those with policies already in place have exhibited no plans to implement further restrictions. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.